Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pei Daf Nun Hey. We are starting near the top of the Amud with the brand new halacha, and in the Vilna source Sadaf, it's about halfway through Lamed Amud Aleph with halacha Hey. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us how Emor Sheish Beis Asayim, a bundle which is the size of two sa'ah, Ushchachin was forgotten, Ein Shecha, it does not have a din of Shecha. What about the following case? Shnei Amarmu Behenso Asayim. We have two bundles, and between the two of them, we have two sa'ah. Each bundle was a sa'ah. So Megamliel says the Baal Bayis, there's no din of shecha in these two bundles. The chamim say la'aniyim, it belongs to la'aniyim. So Rabbi Gamliel said, "V'chimei rayva amarim yafi kayach shabal bayis, ahura kayach shabal bayis." When we have a lot of bundles, for example, three, so does that give more power to the Baal Bayis or less? Meaning, is this for the benefit of the Baal Bayis or not? So Amruloi, they told him, "Yafi kayach, this is for the benefit of the Baal Bayis. If he forgot three bundles, as we've learned previously, that's not considered shecha." So Amruloi told them, "Ma'im mizman shu oimer echad ubayis asayim ushchachay ena shecha." So when you have one bundle and it's two sa'ah, and it was forgotten, it doesn't have a din of shecha. So shnei amarin ubahenzo sayim ain't a din shlo yushecha. When we have two bundles and between the two of them we have two sa'ah, for sure it shouldn't have a din of shecha. Yuchachamim just admitted that the more bundles we have, the more of a chance there is that it's not going to be shecha. And here we have two bundles, which is more than one bundle, and those two bundles together equal two sa'ah, which we said is not considered shecha. So these two bundles shouldn't be shecha. So Amrullah, they told him, im amru b'aymer echad, if you're going to say that by one bundle, the reason why it's not shecha is because shukagadish, it's like a pile, and a pile doesn't have a din of shecha. Taimer b'shnei amarin, are you going to say the same din by two bundles? Shenke krichas, they're just like regular bundles, and regular bundles we know have a din of shecha, unless there's three of them, and here he forgot two, so they have the din of shecha. Now moving on, the Mishnah continues with something similar, kamashiyash basasayim, standing grain, that altogether the standing grain is two sa, ushchacha, and he forgot to harvest it, ain't a shecha, it doesn't have a din of shecha. Now what about the following? Ein bas asayim, it's not a total of two sa'ah. Aval hi ru'uya la'asay sasayim, it is able to produce two sa'ah, which means if he lets it continue growing, it's going to be two full sa'ah. So then, afilu hishal taifach, even if the size that it is right now is the size of taifach, which is a very thin type of legume, still, ro'inay sa'kiilu hiya navashal sa'irim, we look at it as if it's a full plump kernel of barley. In other words, we imagine it as if it's fully grown, and once it's fully grown, it's going to be two sa'ah, so we treat it as if it's two sa'ah now, and it's not shecha. Now, the Gemara says, Amar Blazer, Blazer explains, why is it that a bundle that's the size of two sa is not considered shecha? Ksiv, because the pasuk says, Kisik tzar ketzircha basadecha, when you harvest in your field, v'shachachta oimer basadeh, and you forgot a bundle in the field. Now really, we have to read the continuation of the pasuk. It says, Loi sasha lakachtoi, don't turn back to get it. Now, what do we learn from here? A bundle that you're able to stretch out and take with your hand, that would be something that has a din of shecha. As the pasuk says, don't turn around to take it. But a bundle that's the size of two sa is way too big for you to take, so there's no iser of loy sashav lakachtoi. Now, isinai tani, there are those that taught it as follows. Why is it that a bundle that has two sa is not considered shecha? Because the pasuk says, if you forgot a oimer, you forgot a bundle. It doesn't say if you forgot a pile, and a bundle that's two sa is so big, it's considered a gadish, it's considered a pile. So now the Gemara asks, hey chavida, so what's the nafkamina between these two different understandings? Number one, answers the Gemara, shachach oimer echad betzidai, let's say he forgot a small bundle next to this very large one. Nun heim abez on top, in tavidena oimer, if you're going to say that this very large bundle of tusa is considered a bundle, so in divrei hakol shecha, everyone would say that that small bundle that was forgotten near it is considered shecha, because there's nothing here that would tell us that there's no din of shecha. However, in tavidena gadish, if you're going to say that this large bundle is considered a pile, now we're already entering the zone, which is Machlekes Beshame Beis Hillel. Beshame had told us previously in a Mishnah that if you forgot a bundle near a gadish, near a pile, it's not considered shecha, whereas Beis Hillel said that it is considered shecha. So that's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, shachach shnei oimarin betzidai, let's say he forgot two bundles next to this very large bundle. In tavidena oimer, if you're going to say that it's considered an oimer, a bundle, so Machlekes Beshame Beis Hillel, this would also be the subject of Machlekes Beshame Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel would say this is considered like three bundles that were forgotten, and it's not shecha. Whereas according to Beis Shammai, three bundles is shecha. It's only four bundles that's not shecha. However, in Tavidena Gadish, if you're going to say this very large bundle is just considered a pile, so then ain't any din kishura. It can't be judged as a shura, even according to Beis Hillel, because we have two bundles and then a pile. So those two bundles would be considered shecha. We continue explaining the Mishnah. We had said kamashesh basasayim v'chulu. If he had forgotten to harvest standing grain, and that's a total of two sa, so that's not shecha. Now how do we know that? So Rav Yehuda, says the Pasuk tells us, Kisik tzar ketzircha basadecha, when you harvest your harvest in the field, v'shachachta oimer basad, then you forgot oimer in the field. And what do we learn? Oimer sheyesh beis asayim shchacha, eino shecha, a bundle that's the size of two sa that was forgotten is not shecha, and kama sheyesh beis asayim ushchacha, eino shecha, standing grain that's two sa that was forgotten is also not considered shecha. And now we explained the last part of the Mishnah. We had said, afilu hishal toifach v'chulu, and this was the part of the Mishnah that told us that even if the standing grain, the kama that was forgotten, was not tusa, but it was able to produce tusa if it was left to continue growing, so then, even if it was toifach, it was the size of this very thin kidneyous legume, so then we view it as if it's tusa. Now, Rabbi Yossi clarifies, ubavad shibolin, it has to be that at least we have the stalk over here, meaning we have to have a stalk that already had something growing on it. It can't just be shachas, meaning it hasn't even grown to a certain extent yet. It has to have at least grown to a minimum in order for us to view it as the tusa that it's going to be at the end of its growth. And furthermore, hayudakos roinos on kiluhin aruchas. Let's say they're very short, we view them as if they're very long, and they add to that amount of tusa. Shidufos, let's say they're wind blown and dried out, roinos on kiluhin maleos, we view them as if they're full and plump. And if that final amount would be tusa, we say that it's not considered shecha. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with a brand new halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.